Welcome back to the Michael Lofton Show here on Reason and Theology. I have some massive news to drop right here, live for you on RNT. Probably the biggest news that I've ever dropped on this channel. And I think so far I'm the first person to note this. And it's in reference to Pope Francis and gay blessings. You're probably aware that multiple cardinals recently asked the Pope for clarification as early as July. They submitted several dubia to him, asking him for clarification on the question of blessing gay unions. And Pope Francis responded the very next day. And there has been a lot of controversy about it because on October 2nd, the cardinals released their dubia with a lot of questions that they were asking the Pope. They were looking for further clarification. And what we've heard ever since October 2nd, the narrative has been Pope Francis has been unclear, or Pope Francis opens the door to gay blessings, or Pope Francis says yes to gay blessings. Those are the three things that we tend to hear since October 2nd. You'll recall October 3rd, I did a video demonstrating Pope Francis was not saying that we can bless gay unions. He was talking about blessing persons who have same-sex attraction. Persons is not a union. But you know, I've been in the minority position. I've been promoting that position, showing that that is the only way to understand what Pope Francis says. But the narrative has continued until this very moment. But that narrative can no longer be used because it's no longer just my opinion and what I've been saying. Cardinal Fernandez is now backing up what I said. But you haven't heard the plot twist yet. You haven't heard the kicker yet. But let me walk you through first what Fernandez says, and then I'm going to give you the punchline. I'm going to share my screen so that you can see this and you can follow along. It's a very short interview. Guess who he gave the interview with? LifeSite News. Cardinal Fernandez, the head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, gives an interview to LifeSite News, a website that is very critical of Pope Francis, very critical of Fernandez. He gives them an interview, very short, but notice what he says. According to LifeSite News, Fernandez says the following when asked about gay blessings. What the church said is that the homosexual union is not blessed. Full stop. Fernandez right there is saying exactly what I've been saying, and that is, we're not having a discussion about blessing the union. Pope Francis already condemned that in 2021, and he did not change that with his response to the cardinals. And here his right-hand man, probably the ghostwriter for Pope Francis's dubia response to the cardinals, probably the guy who wrote it for him, and Pope Francis just signs off on it. The guy himself, the man himself, is telling you what I've been telling you. That minority view, that view that Pope Francis is not saying that we can bless the union. In fact, Francis, I think, is very clear. He says explicitly to them, pastoral prudence must therefore properly discern whether there are forms of blessings requested by one or more people. So we're talking about blessing people, not a union, that do not convey a misconception of marriage. Because when a person is blessing is requested, it is a request for help from God. So we're not talking about blessing a sin. We're talking about blessing a person to live a holier life. So not a union, but a person. And it continues, a plea to be able to live better, a trust in a father who can help us live better. Now, I've been hammering that home every single day now since October 2nd. And you know, there have been many cardinals and bishops out there, Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Mueller, all of your, you know, traditionalist names. They've been out there saying the Pope is confusing. He seems to open the door for gay blessings. We need further clarification. And I say, guys, you don't need further clarification. It's very clear what he's saying. And I've been ridiculed and slandered for it. But that's okay, because frankly, it's really Pope Francis, more importantly, who has been ridiculed and slandered unjustly. And I'm trying to point that out. That's not okay. But here, Fernandez is confirming exactly what I said. But again, you haven't heard the kicker yet. What the church said is that homosexual union is not blessed because it, the church, has the clear definition of marriage, which is a union between a male and a female, open to life. Only that is called matrimony, marriage. Only that reality is called that way. So the blessing that could confuse and not make clear about this reality is not good for the church. So again, he's talking about we can't bless the union, but now he talks about persons. But perhaps also they need blessings. Not only one isolated person, but two persons who are asking for a blessing because they want to be faithful to God. They want to be better. They want to grow in their Christian life. Isn't that what I've been saying? I was saying, Pope Francis is saying, you can't bless sin and you can't bless a disordered union, but you can bless sinners for them to live a holier life. Fernandez is explicitly backing up what I've been saying. The blessing is not a sacrament, and we mustn't ask the same conditions, a simple blessing, that we ask for a sacrament. Blessing is a sign of the pastoral work to every people in every situation, and we need to know nothing about the people with how is his Christian life, the morals, and other things to give the blessing. That's the end of the interview. You want to hear the kicker? Guess when this interview was done? I'll show you. According to LifeSide News, he gave the interview on the day he was made a cardinal, September 30th, 2023. When did the cardinals release their dubia? After this. When did all of the confusion come about? After this. When have we heard a scandal all in the news about Pope Francis, all over secular news and Catholic news? Pope Francis opens the door to blessing gay unions, not persons, but unions. After this. But here's the kicker. Not only was this interview done September 30th, guess when LifeSite News posts this interview? Yesterday, October 19th, 2023. So we have had this interview, or LifeSite News has had this interview, since September 30th. For weeks, we've been hearing lies. For weeks, we've been hearing slander about the Catholic Church and the Holy Father. For weeks, this interview had been given to them. And after the whole scandal, for weeks, it's finally posted yesterday. Now, I'm not accusing anyone of dishonesty. There might be an explanation for this that's perfectly legitimate. I'm going to have to give the benefit of the doubt. But here's how it comes across. It comes across as LifeSite News and this whole group, because they're connected. All of these guys are connected. Burke, all of them are connected, and they talk with each other and they can share information with each other. Since September 30th, they've had the clarity that they needed to avoid this scandal in the news and to put down the lies and the slander against the Holy Father blessing gay unions. And it was posted only yesterday. Again, I'm not accusing anyone of dishonesty or withholding information, or I don't know what the circumstances are. Perhaps they'll come out and clarify and explain. I'm perfectly willing to hear it and take them at their word. But the way it comes across as, it comes across as they had the clarity, didn't post it. Cardinals post their dubia, creating further confusion when Pope Francis had already clarified the matter. If you recall, the Cardinals weren't actually even going to tell us what Pope Francis said in response to them. They were just going to give us snippets of what he said. But then Fernandez was waiting for them to do that. He immediately releases what Pope Francis said. Then we compared what Pope Francis said with what the Cardinals were saying, and we saw it wasn't adding up. We saw that they were misrepresenting the Holy Father. There was that whole scandal. And ever since then, October 2nd, we've been hearing nonstop from the Cardinals, the Pope is unclear. We just want more clarity. Cardinal Burke, I'm just asking for clarity. I just don't want any confusion. I just need more clarity. And all of these guys, Pope Francis, it seems like you're open to gay blessings. I just want clarity. Since September 30th, Fernandez has already clarified what the Pope meant, which is exactly what I've been telling you. And that's only released yesterday. Not only that, I want to ask the question. All of those people who have accused Pope Francis of being open to blessing gay unions or having said yes to gay unions, are they going to come back on social media and apologize to the Holy Father and apologize to their audience? Because this was slanderous. And we scandalized the world, the whole world, international media, secular media was nonstop reporting and still is reporting that Pope Francis is open to blessing gay unions. And the truth was already there. I was pointing it out. Hey, look, that's not what the Pope is saying, but that's just me, a YouTuber. I'm a nobody. Going up against cardinals and bishops who are saying otherwise. So, of course, the media is going to listen to all of these Catholics who are saying that the Pope is open to blessing gay unions. I even got accused of libel. Yes, when I said, guys, this is fake news, I got accused of libel. Seriously. Who's really guilty of libel here? Are they going to come back on all of these outlets and all of these platforms that they've been on for weeks now? The cardinals and bishops and journalists, are they going to come back on social media, apologize to the Holy Father, and set the record straight? Let's see how many of them do that. And I want to see them go on every channel that they've gone on. All these cardinals and bishops, all these channels and media outlets that they've gone on, and they've spread the misinformation. I want to see them go back to every one of those outlets and apologize to Pope Francis on every one of those outlets. Because here's what happens. If you bear false witness and you harm a person's character and reputation, which they have done to the Holy Father, you're morally required to come back and restore their integrity, restore their name, restore their honor. You're morally required to set the record straight. Even after confession, you're still morally required to do the right thing, to set the record straight. If you steal $100 from somebody, you repent of that and you give the $100 back. Now, they stole the Pope's name. They stole his reputation. They stole his honor. Whatever little he had left after the years of them slandering him, they stole what little he had left. And I want to know, are they going to come back and restore it? Or are they going to continue to spread the false narrative? If they don't, that will tell you everything you need to know about these cardinals, bishops, journalists, clergy, priests, whatever they are. It will tell you everything you need to know about them. If they don't come out and apologize to the Holy Father and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. You're talking about blessing persons, not unions. If they don't come out and do that, you know everything you need to know about them and what kind of person they are and what their intentions are at that point. It's hard to discern intentions and motives. I think at that point, we could be morally certain what their intentions are. Nonetheless, regardless of intentions, you can be certain they didn't do the right thing. So once again, vindicated. Once again. By once again, Cardinal Fernandez, he keeps saving the day. You've noticed now there's been a pattern of there's been chaos, controversy, confusion created by the Ratrads, putting a spin on the Pope. I come back and say, hold on, wait, read him in context, read him carefully. You're wrong. They don't listen. And Cardinal Fernandez always comes up right after that, backs up exactly what I've been saying. And they usually don't come back and say, hey, we're sorry. They just continue to create more confusion. Are they going to continue to do that here? I want to know that. And I also want to know why it looks like we sat on this interview from September 30th until yesterday, while this whole chaos was going on. It seems to me that what could have happened is, if we had known that this interview was done on September 30th, we could have said, hey, hold on, Fernandez has already explained, here's what the Pope is saying. That wasn't done. We've gone through weeks now of scandal. I want to know why this was just released yesterday. Again, perhaps there's a legitimate explanation. I look forward to hearing what that explanation is. But once more, I'll show it to you on the screen. Speaking to the media, September 30th, gave an interview directly to LifeSight News, an exclusive interview to LifeSight News. Posted yesterday, after weeks of scandal, after weeks of me telling you, no, he's not talking about unions, he's talking about blessing persons. Now, you'll recall, I have a criticism still of what Pope Francis is doing here. With all due respect to his holiness, even though it's morally licit to bless a person, I mean, obviously you can't bless the union, and they agree, okay, we're good there. Can you bless a person? Yes, of course you could bless a person. Can you even bless multiple people? Yes, of course you could bless multiple people. The problem, however, is even though you're blessing the person in this particular situation, people are going to exploit it. They're going to understand it as blessing the union, not the person, regardless of what you say. Doesn't matter how clear you are about it. They're still going to say, my union was blessed. And that's how people are going to portray it in the media. So even though in and of itself, isolated, it's morally licit, is it wise, given that we know this is prone to excessive abuse and misunderstanding? Well, I don't think it's wise, but ultimately, it's not up to me to make that prudential judgment. It's up to the magisterium. That's not my call. I can just offer my opinion per Canon 212. That's my opinion. And at the end of the day, the magisterium is going to be the one that weighs in on that prudential judgment. But I at least make my opinion known. So I do want to say, even though what Fernandez and Pope Francis are saying is morally licit, there's nothing sinful there. It doesn't appear to be wise, given we know some German bishops are going to exploit it, and other people are going to exploit it. Other priests are going to exploit this, regardless of how clear you are. I don't care how clear the priest can be in the blessing. I'm blessing you, not your union. Do you understand me? Look me in the eye and tell me, yes, I understand. Repeat after me. Yeah. I don't care how clear he is. People are still going to say, no, it's the union that's, regardless of what you say. Given that, it doesn't appear wise. So if we're going to criticize Pope Francis and what's being discussed here, let's keep the criticism there. Let's not lie. Let's not bear a false witness. Let's not slander and say Pope Francis is talking about blessing unions. That adds to the confusion. So again, we talk about Pope Francis. He's just so confusing. He's not clear. Excuse me, the people who are being confusing and not clear are the people who are twisting what the Pope has been saying. They're adding the confusion. This whole controversy was an artificial confusion. And I want to point out this artificial controversy. This interview was September 30th. Pope Francis responded to them back in July, and I think he was clear enough in there. Responded to the Cardinals in July. This interview was September 30th. They released the dubia October 2nd after this interview. Were the Cardinals just not aware of the interview? That's possible. But I bet somebody at LifeSight News could have tipped them off to, hey, we had this interview, just FYI. I imagine they could have contacted these cardinals and bishops and said, hey, just so you know, Fernandez did clarify this. Now, what's comical is if you actually read the LifeSight News article, it's funny. They even start twisting and putting a spin on what he says, even within the article. It's hilarious. It's like, you guys, it doesn't matter how clear he is, you're still just going to put a spin on it. No matter what, you're just still going to muddy the waters, which they do. But they could have at least said, hey, here's what he said. Did they tell that in private to the cardinals and bishops? I don't know. Maybe they can come out and tell us. But I haven't heard a word from the Cardinals or the bishops. If it's out there, I think we all missed it. So the clarity was there. We didn't hear about it. The confusion began October 2nd, and we've been hearing about it for about 3 weeks now, endlessly. And now this bomb has dropped on us. Make of that whatever you will. I gave you the facts. Make of that whatever you will. But one thing is for sure, we can no longer continue to slander Pope Francis and say that he's talking about blessing unions. And anybody who has said that, and if they have said it publicly, they need to do the right thing, set the record straight with as much passion as you had in condemning Pope Francis. Use that same amount of passion to restore his name and to speak the truth. You can start by sharing this video with people where I lay this out and show that to them. That would be helpful. Because I've been saying this from day one, dealing with an incredible amount of people slandering me and opposing me for just simply telling people, here's what Pope Francis said. I've been ridiculed, mocked, lied about, everything. But that's nothing compared to what Pope Francis has been going through. They've been doing this to the Holy Father. And I think they have an obligation to restore his name. So share this on your social media. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Help me grow this channel. If you want more people to see this video and to hear the truth, you have to help me by hitting that subscribe button. The more you do that, the more you'll help grow the channel and the algorithm kicks in and shares it with more people. And you can also be aware of other videos that I do. So hit the bell for notifications so you know when I go live. If you want to support me and what I've been doing here, because this is my way of providing for my family, and a lot of people have not appreciated what I've been saying. They did not like that I defended the Pope, that I spoke the truth, that I said what Cardinal Fernandez has been saying. Since October 3rd, I've been saying that. They did not like that. Some people have stopped supporting me, not only in subscriptions, but also financially. Well, this is how I provide for my family. So if you felt this is helpful, this is helping people, you want to see more of this, consider supporting me. Patreon.com/reasonandtheology. You'll also get access to extra content. And then also I put a GoFundMe link and a PayPal link there in the show notes if you would rather use those platforms. But please prayerfully consider supporting me. And if you can't support me financially, just pray for myself, my family, this ministry. That would be excellent. I would greatly appreciate that. And, you know, hit the subscribe button and like button, and certainly leave a comment in the comment section. All right, guys, that's going to do it. We'll see you later. God bless. Hey, everybody, just wanted to tell you about my new free ebook, Church Chaos: Biblical Insights for Confused Catholics. If you are a confused Catholic and you're thinking about leaving the Catholic Church, or you're thinking about converting to the church, but you see that there's a crisis in the church and you're just unsure, this is the book for you. Again, it is free. Just simply go to reasonandtheology.com. You'll see a pop-up that comes up on your screen. Just simply click on it and you'll put in your email and it will provide you the free PDF ebook right then and there. Please check it out if you're confused about the situation in the Catholic Church today. ReasonandTheology.com. Are you confused about how Catholic teaching authority works? With encyclicals, papal bulls, councils, and many other things, it's easy to get confused on what is authoritative and what is not. Fortunately, at MaximusInstitute.com, I have prepared a course explaining the Magisterium from A to Z. Visit the website and check out the course Understanding the Magisterium for more information. Hey, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the like button and the subscribe button. See you next time. God bless.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home, office, or any kind of property anywhere in the world, you're going to want to call Real Estate for Life, and they're going to connect you with a Catholic agent. Now, that agent will donate a portion of their commission upon sale, and Real Estate for Life will donate 75% of that gift to a pro-life organization at no cost to you. Call Real Estate for Life at 1-877-LIFE-US1 or text them 248-431-1440. If you care about the pro-life cause, call them now.